Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 3rd, Thankful Thursday. Today's gratitude prompt is this: think about a spiritual gift that the Lord has given you. How has this gift changed your life? And what joys have come with it? Let's go ahead and dig right into God's Word. We're continuing in John chapter 4, the story of Jesus' interaction with the Samaritan woman at the well. Today, the disciples rejoin Jesus. I think it's so funny how they interact with him. They're probably a little bit scared. They don't know what to say, or they know that if they say something, it will probably be wrong. Anyway, I just think that's kind of funny. And then the woman comes back with a lot of people, and they meet the Savior. Exciting stuff. Let's start in verse 27. Just then, his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking to her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, 'It's still 4 months until harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." 2 things I want to point out about this passage: the power of testimony. This woman went and found someone to tell, and when she brought them to Jesus, they believed. And then at the end, they say, you know, it's not just that what you said is true. We have heard him for ourselves. I want you to think about someone for whom you are praying that is not a believer. Lord, we lift up our friends and family to you. Help us to be the kind of people who testify to the work that you have done in our lives. Give us opportunities, not in awkward ways, but in natural ones, Lord. And then may it be said of our friends and family, Lord, we ask believing that they would hear and then they would know the Savior for themselves. Another point from this passage that I don't think is a direct point, but it's something that I was convicted about, is that Jesus had food other than physical food. I don't know about you, but I think about food a lot in my life. What am I going to eat next? What am I going to snack on? How is this going to help me? And I don't like to fast. And so it doesn't become a part of my discipleship journey much because it's just not fun. And yet, I think that the New Testament calls us to fast from food if you're physically able, and perhaps from other things if you are not. And Jesus's fasting here, his delight comes in doing the will of God. And so my challenge to myself and to you is to take a day where you choose one meal that you're not going to eat, a physical meal. And instead, I want you to open God's Word and read and pray for the 30 minutes that you would have spent eating that meal. And Lord, as we do that, would you give us food to eat that no one else knows about as we quietly fast and pray? Let's move on over now to the Psalms. We are in Psalm 54 today. This psalm gives kind of an idea for the initial context, but you know God's Word is living and active, and so even as we recognize the initial context, when David is singing a maskil because the Zephites had gone to Saul and said, "Isn't David hiding among us?" And then we can also ask the Lord to help us to see our own struggles in the midst of this psalm and his deliverance. "Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What is a spiritual gift that the Lord has given you? And you can't say nothing. Everyone has been gifted a personality, a capacity, a certain genius or artistic prowess. And you've been given this by the Holy Spirit for the building up of the church. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul uses the metaphor of the body, that we are all one body and it has many parts, but they're all essential. And so what gift has God given you today? You know, if you're struggling, Google spiritual gifts and ask the Lord to reveal to you how he has gifted you and how you're able to use that gift for the church. If you can, take a minute to write about the value of that gift and the ways that you can give back to others in response to the gratitude you feel. Will you pray with me? Oh, Father, we thank you for your word. We pray for someone that needs to hear the gospel message and receive it for themselves. We also thank you for the vindication that you do come and you work according to the Psalms in our lives. You rescue us from our enemies. Today, we thank you for a person in our lives who has encouraged us in our faith. We thank you, Lord, for a place where you have met us in prayer. We also pray for the courage, if we don't already have fasting as a discipline in our hearts, that you would help us to know that we have food other than spiritual food. We thank you, Lord, for something that strengthens our walk with you. And we thank you, Lord, for your attributes that you are a giver of good gifts, that you are a strong tower, that you are our refuge and ever-present help in times of need. Teach us to do your will, Lord, for you are our God. Rescue us from our enemies, for we hide ourselves in you. May your good spirit lead us in level paths, and may your good spirit lead us to use the giftings that you have provided for us for the building up of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.